Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the 1980s and 90s, the heart of alternative nightlife in Cambridge was a dance club called Man Ray. Last week, the beloved venue reopened 18 years after it closed. Its management hopes to attract a new generation with the club's signature blend of goth, new wave, and LGBTQ nightlife. WBUR's Amelia Mason takes us inside Man Ray 2.0.
Saturday night at Man Ray is packed for heroes. It's an 80s new wave dance night with a multi-generational crowd. One thing they share? An adventurous sense of fashion.
They're actually 7-inch platforms.
And it's a David Bowie sweater.
Like a white sheer jacket.
So I'm currently wearing a sloth riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex shooting laser beams out of the eyes while wearing floral pants.
Just to be clear, it's the T-Rex, not the sloth, that's shooting laser beams. The guy wearing the shirt is Cody Publicover. He's a regular at Heroes. The series has been running for decades. It started at the original Man Ray, then migrated to different Central Square locations.
Heroes is like the most welcoming night that ever exists in the entire world. It's like everyone's welcome to come and dance and cause chaos and be happy.
Publicover is thrilled that Heroes has returned to the place of its birth. But the 32-year-old is too young to have ever danced at the original Man Ray. There are others here who do remember the old club, like security staff Jojo Deschanel, who worked at Man Ray in the 80s. He started as a go-go dancer.
And, you know, it was kind of a novelty, and I would dress up in elaborate costumes.
What kind of costumes do you remember?
Oh, just anything and everything. My motto is, if it doesn't fit, make it fit. If it fits, wear it.
Deschanel says when he heard Man Ray was reopening, he jumped at the chance to work there again.
I mean, I go out to nightclubs, I see more people on their phones than I do on the dance floor. But look at tonight. Everyone's on the dance floor.
The ability to conjure a bygone era is a big part of Man Ray's draw. The original club was founded by Donald Holland at a spot on Brookline Street and served a largely queer clientele. As staff set up the bar one evening, Donald's daughter, Cheryl Holland, recalls Man Ray's popular gay night, Campus.
For 23 years, my dad commanded Thursday nights. Everybody went to Campus.
Campus will return on Thursdays at the new Man Ray, a boon for a town where queer nightlife has dwindled. But the old Man Ray wasn't just a gay bar. On the club's famed fetish nights, a dominatrix named Mistress Mimi presided over a play dungeon with whips and paddles. The club became a prime spot for goth, industrial, and new wave music, thanks to DJ Chris Ewan, who continued his popular nights at other clubs around town after Man Ray closed.
We didn't disappear when Man Ray disappeared, so the fact that we were there doing things was, I think, really important.
The original Man Ray shuttered in 2005 to make way for apartments. Cheryl Holland says her dad tried to retire, but it didn't really take.
Because he's one of those people that cannot just sit still. And he's like, I got to open Man Ray. I have to open Man Ray. I just can't sit around. I'm going crazy.
Over the years, the Hollands tried and failed to resurrect Man Ray in different places. Man Ray hostess and promoter Christine Santekis says throughout this, the community was steadfast. A Man Ray reunion at Paradise Rock Club sold out in 2015.
At that point, we knew we couldn't let Donald and Cheryl give up hope. They had to find some place. There was definitely a need for a new home.
An opportunity arose when Improv Boston closed its theater on Prospect Street. The Hollands took over the space in 2021. They installed a wheelchair ramp, sprinklers, and brand new sound and light systems, and painted the whole interior black. At long last, the Man Ray crowd can come home to roost, Santakis says.
You know, this is where we kind of come to be ourselves. This is the place that we feel comfortable. This is our safe space.
On Saturday, it feels like old times at Man Ray, although Santakis does kick one person out for vaping inside. That's a problem she didn't have to deal with before. But the presence of the new is something Man Ray will need to cultivate if it's going to survive. With any luck, a new generation of Man Ray diehards will carry it into the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.